When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hello and... welcome to this week's episode of You Haven't Heard This Music Podcast, a podcast about lesser-known music by lesser-known artists that we believe are as good, if not better than that, in the mainstream. With me this week on the show, as per usual, I have with me Wayne, my good friend Wayne. Hello, Wayne. Say hello, Wayne.
Hello, everybody. How's everybody doing? All right?
Good, 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 good. Also, Ema. E-M-R.
Yep, hello, Ema.
Are you good?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Fantastic. I've had an awful day, but just got to smile and get on with it, haven't you?
Indeed. Mercury's in retrograde. Don't worry about it. Pause.
I don't know what that means, but yeah. Anyway, yeah. So also with us, we have a guest. We always have a guest. This week's guest is JJ Bloom from Ireland. Hello, JJ.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
All good, thank you. Whereabouts in Ireland are you?
I am in Meath in Dunboyne.
Do not know where that is.
I was just going to say, yeah, as if you have any clue where that is. I'm somewhere near
Ireland?
Dunboyne.
Yeah. Cool. So by now, this is season 4. If you're watching this, it means you've watched all the other seasons. You know how this works. I'm not going to explain.
If you're watching this, I'm amazed you're watching it, to be honest.
If you're listening to this, if you're listening to this, you know how it works. Do we have any news? Any news, Ema? Any news, Wayne, before we move on?
Mercury's in retrograde. That's about it.
Don't know what that means.
Planet.
Okay, then we're going to move straight on. We're going to move swiftly on to our first round. We're going to swim through this. So first round, head to head. Head to head. So the head to head is where Ema, Matt, Wayne and I, we choose a song from the submissions that we like, that we enjoy and we think we should bring to the show, and we're going to play them for you. We'll have a chat about them, take them apart, dissect them, and JJ at the end of all this will choose his favourite song out of the three. That is what the head-to-head is. That's what we're going to do. Wayne won last time. Wayne's going to go first. What are you bringing? Wayne.
Yeah, I'm bringing the Amberbugs with their song Rat Versus Mole. Enjoy.
Scorsese. Running in a circle, you can't define. Are you in front or are you behind? You're on his tail and he's on yours. You'll use your smart to use his teeth and his claws. And he's coming for you.
So that was Rat vs. Mole by the Amber Bugs from their album, which was released on the 30th of December last year, which is called A Year of the Rat. I couldn't find out very much about these guys at all, so I'm going to read this from their Facebook biography. So it says, the Amber Bugs are an independent band that find it fun to mash genres, shout our little hearts out, and generally make lots of noise. That's a pretty, you know, apt description of them, to be honest. I mean, this is, it's ska punk, and it's acid jazz, and it's, this song is like all wrapped around and this Eldritch horror story about a rat versus a mole and who'll win. You know, I'm sure there's some underlying story in there, or, you know, they're using rat versus mole as an artifice, but I just took it as what it was. This epic battle between a rat and a mole, and I just loved it. It's, you know, they've replaced instruments with other instruments in this song, and it just seems to work for me. You know, they've sort of got trumpets doing guitar stabs, and it's original to me. And I'm sure there's other bands who do exactly the same sort of thing, but to me, listening to this for the first time, it seemed very original, and it's brilliantly played and recorded, and the way it sang, it's somewhere between a sportscaster and a crazy professor, the way he sings it. I just love it. It's a fun song, and I'm all about the fun. This is episode 3, and all I've done this year is bring fun songs, and that's what this is. So, Rich, start with you.
Love it, Wayne. I love it a lot. I love it lots and lots and lots. I like certain styles of ska music, where it leans more towards jazz and swing, and this does that for me. I wasn't getting the punk that you mentioned, but definitely getting the ska and the swing and the different genres. I was hearing violin, I don't know if it was violin, it might have been viola, but I was hearing strings in there that almost gave it an Eastern sound, like Egyptian. Musically, very clever, it sounded, they did it in a way that made it sound simplistic, but it wasn't. The drums were brilliant. There was the drum was obviously very good. And the instrumentation's just brilliant. The production was fantastic. There's nothing to not like about this song for me. I like it a lot. One of my favourite bands back in the day was a group called the W's, and it's probably over 20 years ago now, but they were pretty much this, and yeah, I love it. So, going to go to JJ. What did you think of this, JJ?
I really liked it. I think I could really get what you were saying, Wayne, there with the mash genres. I love that straight away. I latched onto the ska aspect of it first and foremost, I think, because I kind of got a madness feel off it, where with the instruments kind of not doing what you expect them to do, where they were just kind of obviously what I imagine they did when they went into record is like, all right, let's try this. Nah, that's crap. And let's try this. Oh, that actually works. So it was really like, I feel like it was very creative in the way it was produced and recorded. Yeah, I don't really have any negative points about it. I just thought it was really cool, and definitely what you were saying, Wayne, as well. Very fun to listen to.
Cool. Ema?
Yeah, oh my goodness. So it's like, it isn't my typical genre that I would listen to, but like, I can really appreciate that musicianship, and like, the syncopation is just unbelievable, and there's like so much fun. The arrangement is amazing, and I love the story, because out of context, I don't know about the rest of the EP or the album, but I could imagine this dystopian old-time London where there's rats and moles and their gangs, and they're like running the streets. And then like in the third verse, it kind of gets like a bit sultry, and I can imagine this like Fatale Femme badger or something coming in and like shaking things up. Like, it just tells this brilliant story, and somehow the instruments sound like the animals. Like, they've kinda just like done a really, really good job.
Blinders.
Exactly. Yeah, that's literally exactly what I was thinking. Yeah, fantastic. Really, really fun. I enjoyed it.
You mentioned the arrangement, and for me, there's so much going on with it. It's like, it was almost like it was slapped together in not in a like an orderly way. It was just like, it's all over the place, but in a way that works type. It's hard for me to explain.
Yeah. It's like, I kind of think though, like, you have to really know your instruments, and you have to know yourself to be able to play like that. I think it's genius. Like, I'm not sure. I mean, maybe I don't know enough about the genre, but I feel like it's something that like you have to almost have ideas for or something ahead of time, or just see how it goes. I don't know, but it's just amazing how it's done. I think there's a lot of skill.
I think it speaks a lot about them as a band as well, because there's a lot of synchronicity between them. I feel that, like you say, that they can, you know, they can replace one instrument with another to do the same sort of thing, but the way it sounds is it elevates the song rather than does anything else to it. So yeah, there must be a fantastic band live as well. Just from the recording, they must have been. Yeah,
if they can do that live, they've got to be fantastic. But with the arrangement as well, even though the arrangement's all over the place, you know where the song's going. There's no surprises. You when the next bit comes, you know it's coming. But that's not to knock it, because that's what you want to come. So it's the song's delivering exactly what you want it to deliver, if you know what I mean. But it's just so good.
Yeah, you can just feel it.
Yeah, that's it. You can feel it. And that's almost how it feels like that they're playing it. You know, if you saw them live, it would probably come across like that they're just feeling the song. Then that, you know, not having to think about it, it's just coming naturally type thing.
Yeah, I agree. I'd love to see them live.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so Mima, you can go next.
Okay, so I am bringing Ram with an upside down A, and the song is called You and Everything of Everything.
Craters in the moon, we're tracing them down and naming them. We're tracing and naming them. This is doomed, but cradle me now, just cradle me. I'll cradle you, cradling me you.
That is You and Everything of Everything by Ram. His bio says, "The pocket rectangle goes all places and knows all things. It comes so close and takes me far away. One must protect the pocket rectangle. They feed their lion and their lion grow." And this is all the information I have on Ram. But yeah, I really like the song. I love the production. It's super chill. It's really well produced. It's the kind of song that you can just put on for like an hour on repeat and you wouldn't even notice the time go by. Just like, I don't know, just zone out, you know? So, yeah, I really enjoyed it. Wayne, what do you think?
Yeah, there's a lot going on in this. There's lots of really interesting percussion. There's almost like a bullfrog croak that goes all the way through it.
I've got on my notes here.
Yeah. I can't remember the name. We used to have it in school. It's that thing you used to crack off your hand and you got like a ball on one thing and it's linked to like a square on the other. I don't know what the hell it's called, but it makes that sort of like that sort of bullfrog sound. It's almost like that, but it's been processed, you know. There's a lovely smooth sultry vocal that goes right the way through this, and it's laid back. It's almost lazy, not in a bad way. It's just really, really, like you say, Emery's chill. I like that they use lots of the vocal line. It's sampled and replayed through the song, you know, and it feels almost experimental at times. Listening back to it, I really like that line of cradle me now. I think it almost feels like he's asking for permission to be vulnerable, and I really like that. It's a really nice, chilled out song.
Oh, yeah, definitely agree with all that. And JJ, how about you?
Oh, I absolutely loved that. I thought it was class. That's going straight in my playlist. it's like, funny enough, it's like a lot of stuff that I've been listening to lately where you just want to kind of chill out in the evening and listen to music for an hour, headphones on. What I love about it is its use of space. I love when music creates its own space that, like, it doesn't really sound like any other song. It creates its own little universe and everything is sitting in it. I loved that. And then the vocals, as Wayne was saying as well, I love that they're soft. They're kind of like Phineas's production on vocals, where you sing very softly, but it's produced heavily, so it comes across a bit more aggressive. I really, really like the sound of that. And then the breakdown, I thought, was absolutely lush with those samples coming in. Very, very cool. Kind of like a Frank Ocean experimental production. Really loved it. I thought it was great.
Yeah, definitely. And yourself, Richie?
Not really much else I can add to that. it's reminded me, it's kind of like Imogen Heap meets James Blake. The overproduced vox on it kind of produced that ethereal tone that I liked. It was kind of lulling. It was nice. Yeah, would it go on my playlist? No, it's good. And I appreciate it, but it's not something I would like. There's too many sounds in there that are distracting from the song. It's like that, like Wayne said, the bullfrog percussion. That's all I can hear. When it comes in, that's all I can. Maybe that's because I'm a percussionist human myself, but as soon as that comes in, that's all I'm hearing, and it's kind of distracting. But yeah, overall, it is a good song.
I do kind of, back to JJ's point, though, it's kind of cool that it stands out, but it sounds like it belongs in that universe that he's created, in that space. But yeah, I'm glad you all like it. Okay, who's next?
Tis I, and I'm bringing the Diskettes with their song Ragga Splice.
My hair. lips.
That was a short song by the Diskettes. The Diskettes, but this song I brought last minute because I was going to bring a song by somebody else who turns out to be practically famous, so I ended up changing my mind last minute. This is from their debut album, No Fair, No Fun, being released on February the 12th, so it's already been released. The Diskettes are a 60s inspired girl group that has been cut up, filtered and reprocessed across modern genres, leaning slightly to the indie pop rock spectrum. So that's them. I like this. I like the intentional lazy vocals in this. I don't know why that could be a Marmite thing, I think, for some people, but for me it works. I like it. There's a flatulating electric didgeridoo that kind of pushes the whole thing with the it's a very drum forward piece of music, but that electric flatulating didgeridoo helps push it as well. I love that. I love the different tones of bass in it that come through. Love bass, love drums. This works for me. Love it a lot. It's got a bit of a 90s vibe too. I don't know if you remember, Wayne, a group called... Fuck, what were they called? They did that. Uh-oh, we're in trouble. Gotta get a ticket for the next space shuttle. You remember that one, Wayne?
Shampoo.
Fucking hell, yeah. 1994, that was. But yeah, it's got that kind of vibe to it. Like it a lot. Last minute choice. Good choice, I think. I'm going to go with Emar first.
Okay, that was interesting. It was cool. I think that there's a certain kind of genre that works in. Like, I don't know if you guys have seen like Scott Pilgrim versus the World.
Yes.
I think it would fit very well in that movie. There is kind of bit of a lo-fi kind of vibe to it, I think. But I think the mix could use a little bit more love, in my opinion, because I think some of the instruments are very loud over the vocals, and I think the vocals could use a bit more like time and spatial effect, and that would kind of make them sit in a bit more. But it was definitely cool. It's different, and I like it, and I do think that there's probably some kind of subculture genre or something that would like eat that up, you know. I like it. Thank you for bringing it.
Welcome. JJ?
I actually think the vocal sitting in it was kind of intentional. I kind of liked it because I like what you were saying, Richie, the minimalistic kind of monotone vocal that it runs for the whole thing is almost just to accentuate the rhythm, because the whole song is just rhythm, you know. It's got that unique drum rhythm going with it, and the vocal's almost like an accompanying instrument, you know what I mean? Which I kind of liked because it was cool. I thought the rhythm of the kit was just infectious from the start, wasn't it? You just wanted to back every time it was cut out. Yeah, it was cool. Very experimental. Not something I'd listen to all the time, but I really liked it. I thought it was cool.
Awesome. Wayne, do you think...
Well, right, I'm going to start with a big claim, aren't you? Maybe the best song you've ever brought.
Wow. Even better than I want to brought for Neil's last episode.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because everything you guys are saying, I think what they're going for, they've hit and smashed out the park and just broke the mould with it. It's skirting that 80s retro sound with, I want to say bands like Musical Youth, but it's a more intense, more well-rounded sound than that, and people like The Selector. And you're bringing in, you know, what's the name of the song again? It's the Diskettes. What's the name of the song, Rich?
It was, you bastard, Wayne.
Ragga Spice.
Because, I mean, the minute it started, I got this Nancy Sinatra, These Boots Are Made for Walking bass slide.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I was expecting, yeah. Right? And then you get these Bangra drums that come in, and it's got that Bangra beat. But they're not really Bangra drums, and it's like, okay, where the hell is this going? Suck me in straight away. I was completely... There's a lovely sort of glass metallic percussion sound that runs throughout this, and I love it. I think that the vocal is exactly what they're aiming for, which would be sort of like early 80s. I can't think of the band I'm trying to name now, but yeah. Early 80s, that sort of sound, when
the
reggae... No. When reggae became something different and became more ska, you know, with the Specials and people like that.
Okay.
But not as reggae heavy as that. I think this is brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
Glad you like it, Wayne. I enjoyed this one a lot. And for a debut album as well. Yeah, I think that you should listen to the whole album because the whole album's just as good. Yeah. So that's me.
How are you
done.
Spelling diskettes?
DISKETTES. I have sent it to you, haven't I?
Probably. As, yeah.
Yeah. So there you go. That's that. So,
cool.
JJ.
I'm following them now.
You're following them.
Yes.
We'll try and get them on the show at some point.
Not in a stalky way. You know.
In a supportive way.
If you're listening to diskettes, and I'm sure you are, because why wouldn't you be? Somebody's talking about you. You want to know what we're saying? Let us know if you want to come on the show. We'd like to get you on. It would be fun. Yeah, so JJ, it is down to you.
Yeah. God, they're three polar opposites, aren't they? They're very, very different. I would probably have to say Emer's Choice.
Yes.
Realm, I love, just because at the moment that's exactly what I'm listening to, that atmospheric, full of space kind of music, so I really enjoyed listening to that. The other stuff was probably not in the genre that I would listen to, but still really cool to hear. But yeah, that would be me.
This is going to be weird, Wayne, because before, for 3 years, the head-to-head was basically just me and you and Neil playing along. It's a competition of three people now, isn't it?
I was about to bring that up. In the 3 years we've been doing this, this has never happened. We've got to episode 3, but we've all got one. It's never happened.
Oh, brilliant. Neck and neck.
Shit. Anyway,
the competition has begun, fellas.
Well done, Emma. But it's not about the competition. It's not about who wins.
Just collapse the podcast now, Rich.
It's about spotlighting lesser-known artists and lesser-known music. And
exactly.
Yeah,
but
excellent.
It still feels good.
I'm sure it does. It's time to get a new host, and I think.
Come back, Neil.
All is forgiven. So, what's next, Emma?
So next is the intense hardcore musical.
No, Emma. It's not.
Was it a wild card?
We haven't done the wild card. Just done the head-to-head.
I was just testing you to make sure you knew how the show was going.
Oh, thanks.
You passed. Well done.
Go me.
Amazing.
Right, so as we all know, the wild card is the section where we just go into the email and we flick through all the emails until JJ shouts stop and we just select the first random artist we land on and play their music. So yeah, that's what we're gonna do right now. I am, as we speak, flicking through the emails, flicking, flicking.
Okay.
Anytime, JJ. Flicking.
Stop.
Okay. We have landed on a new single called "I Wanna Know" to premiere on February the 9th. It's premiered. It's by Janani Shankar. She's a singer-songwriter and multi-instrumentalist from LA, based in Brooklyn. Was trained in Indian classical vocals and violin from the age of 3.
Wow.
And picked up the guitar, bass, keys and songwriting and all that. Yeah, so that's her. So this is "I Wanna Know." Now, just to point out, for those who might be listening, who haven't listened before, and you decided to come in late, that we haven't heard this yet. Okay.
Where did you go? You left a little dresses we eat. I wanna know, wanna know, wanna know, wanna know. Ooh, I wanna know why people go and why the ones who love the most have to be first to go. I wanna know what made you cruel, and I'm sad that your kids ended up anything like you. I wanna know.
So that was Janani Shankar with her song, I Wanna Know. And Wayne, I Wanna Know, what do you think of that song?
It's not for me.
I like it. I think that it actually reminded me of Regina Spektor when it picked up towards the end. I think with singing, it's kind of, and production, there's points where less is more. And I think that sometimes, like, on the vocals, if they were kind of not as, like, I don't know, I know
sounds,
that it's like.
It sounded like she got Tourette's.
Like. It's, but see, here's the thing, because she's classically trained in Indian music, so maybe it just doesn't translate as well over to, like, stereotypical, like, kind of English music. But I think it's a really nice song. I think that the mix could use a bit more loving. But I think that's actually going to be stuck in my head for a while, to be honest. it did feel quite Regina Spektor-inspired towards the end for me when it picked up. I just think sometimes with production, less is more on certain phrasing and stuff like that.
JJ?
I actually think that it's just the, like, it was, the melody wasn't bad. I kind of got a bit annoyed at the I Wanna Know. It just got a little bit too much for me. I think, like, if she'd sung, like, the odd parts in BVs and, like, just did them as chants and panned them left and right and sung it normal down the middle, I think that would sound real cool.
Oh, that'd be cool.
It just kind of came out of nowhere, and it was so in your face. But if it was panned and background and reverb, I think that could actually sound quite cool.
Just had a thought. No. With what you're saying there, JJ, I've just had a thought to this. Perhaps that's why she's done it, because the song is pretty formulaic, isn't it? You know, it's got that sort of 90s singer-songwriter, Tori Amos, Alanis Morissette feel to it, this nice warm bass to it. It's sort of sits in, it'd sit anywhere fine. You wouldn't think nothing about it. Perhaps that's why she's thrown those odd bits in to grab your attention.
If it wasn't for that, it would be very forgettable.
I think it's a stylistic choice, but I think that they're just a lot louder than the rest of the vocals, so it kind of catches you off guard a bit, I think.
If it was more of that kind of...
Yeah, like you can actually hear the distortion and stuff on some parts of it.
Yeah, I think if it was more of a kind of... like that ho hey chant, it would suit the song a bit better.
Yeah, a bit like Lumineers or something.
Yeah, something like that.
So yeah, if you want to go and check her out, we'll leave all the links in. See, that's the thing about music, it is subjective, and some people will like music, some people won't like the music, and, you know, out of all our listeners, I'm sure there's people out there that will love this. So if you do love this, we'll leave the links in the show notes for you to go and check her out and go and show her some love and listen to some more of her music. That's what you can do. Onwards and upwards, next section. Intense Hardcore Johnny Musical Challenge Mode. Go!
Go!
The Intense Hardcore Musical Challenge, go!
called Swami Rock. I have been challenged to find out all about Swami Rock. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. I did go onto Google Translate. So basically, Swami Rock is Finnish rock, also known as Swami Rock, or Swami Rocky, also known as Finns Rock, Finn Rock, or Finn Rock. It refers to rock music made in Finland. The initial rock and roll boom of the 1950s was preceded by a long tradition of popular culture. Suomi rock may refer to Finnish rock music in general, or more narrowly, rock music sung in Finnish. So basically, where this started, which I think is actually kind of cool. So Finnish rock followed all the trends of the 50s and 60s, and usually Finnish rock bands would perform covers of hits translated into Finnish, which is where the genre came from. So it was like translating other songs that were like popular into Finnish, and then it grew into its own thing. Some Suomi rock that you may know is Hard Rock Hallelujah, which won Eurovision in 2006. And I am bringing a band called Baltics and their song called Hiljaisuus, which means silence.
Sinulla ei ole mitään annettavaa. Mieli tyhjä ja sanaton, asiat sanottava on, kun vielä sanoja on. Sun pyyhkii ikkunan, valo heijastuu. Paljon puhuva hiljaisuus, rauha jäljellä muistot, ei enää puhuttavaa. Sydän kipeä ja lohduton, ja hyväiset kauniit edessä on. Näin läpi ymmelten, valo heijastuu. Katson kuinka sinä hymyilet, syvä hiljaisuus. Asiat sanottava on, kun vielä sanoja on. Sulu pyyhkii ikkunan, valo heijastuu. Paljon puhuva hiljaisuus, rauha laskeutuu. Musiikki soi, mä kuuntelen, poimin kauneimman sävelen, kun sanat on loppu. Mä kuuntelen poimin kauneimman sävelen, kun sanat on loppu hiljaisuudessa. Sitä tarvitsen. Musiikki soi, mä tunnen sen. Rauha saapuu hetken viimeisen, kun sanat on loppu hiljaisuudessa. Sua muistelen.
So that was Hiljaisuus by Baltics, and Baltics are a long-standing Finnish rock band from Mikkeli. The band operated from 1989 to 91 and then took a hiatus until 2011 when they made their comeback, which included this song, which I really enjoyed. Lots of energy in it. I like the vocals. I like the drums. Enjoyed it. That was my Suomi rock challenge.
Excellent. Not for me. Sounds like just, yeah, it's a very forgettable for me, that.
Yeah, I think it was just, it was doing everything that they ticked all the boxes of, okay, that's everything we need in this kind of song, but it was just a bit flat for me. But it's usually not my thing anyway.
Yeah, it sounded very generic. It stunk of the Eurovision Song Contest.
Yes, that's a great show, actually, yeah.
Why, because they were singing in Finnish?
No, it was just... You can imagine it on the stage at the Eurovision Song Contest. You can almost picture it being, yeah.
Yeah.
I think, personally. Wayne?
Ema was saying that, obviously, it spawns from the 50s and 60s, you know, that rock and roll reaching Finland and them changing lyrics. For me, sort of, Suomi Rock finds its feet in the 90s and they start pulling on 80s glam metal bands like Motley Crue and Guns N' Roses. Everybody knows a Suomi Rock song. If you think you don't, you do. It's In the Shadows by The Rasmus. That's the Suomi Rock song. We all know that one?
Yes, I do, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think
and,
so.
And him, you know, the band Him, that's Suomi Rock as well. I, years ago when I was a guitarist, I played with a Suomi Rock band called Fly Low, and they sounded just like these guys. You know, it's got that sort of hair metal feel to it, and it's all very, you know, distorted guitars and power drums and, you know, projected singing. Yeah, it is what it is. It's a nice enough song, yeah.
Cool. Good chat. So, there we go. We need to choose a genre for next time.
Ooh, get the Bible. And
Wayne,
read your Bible.
It's your turn, I do believe.
It is.
So, JJ Bloom, if you'd like to pick a letter from A to Z.
H.
And stick another letter with it.
O.
Ho.
Looking for some ho music.
Don't say that, because there will be some now.
I love it.
It'll definitely be rap music.
Oh my god, there is a H O as well. Right, okay. Eight different ones.
Eight different H O's.
Seven, because we've already done one, so.
No shit, which one?
House music.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I didn't think of that.
So 1 to 7, pick a number.
4.
Oh, 1, 2, 3, 4. Whoa. Wow. Okay. Jesus. You're not going to find any of this on Twitter, I'm telling you, Rich. Jesus. I'm going to say this, and apologies if it's wrong in any intonation or spoken. It's called Horolunga. Any ideas?
I want to say African.
You're miles away.
Is it from Honduras?
No, it's you're going the wrong way. It's Eastern Europe. It's improvisational Romanian folk music.
Ooh.
Wow. That's exactly what I was going for.
Yeah, thanks, JJ.
So, Ema, I'm going to let you take the next section because you already know JJ better than I, and you seem to have better chemistry than... I'm just going to let you take it away.
And now, the moment you've all been waiting for. Artist Spotlight with JJ Bloom. JJ, you've already been here for like an hour, but thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So, JJ, anything you want to announce or talk about? Now is your chance. Now is your spotlight.
If he just says no, that'd be so funny. No, listen, I just want to
I'm actually going to switch off now, guys.
I'm rocked. No, yeah, well, I suppose the same as everyone else. It's been quiet and weird, but a few nice things. I did, I got out around Christmas for a live show, and they just put it out on streaming there last week, and it was pretty cool.
Nice, where can everyone catch that?
That is, if you go onto my Facebook page, JJ Bloom Official, you'll see me having shared that stream. It's cool. It's I just did 3 live songs, 2 of them are unreleased, so you can have a quick sneak peek at them.
Ooh.
And I actually have a real life gig planned now, whether it happens or not, God knows. But
I'll have to see about that.
The date already got pushed, and it might end up being a stream, but they're planning on doing it. I'm doing a Tilt Dublin gig with the band, real actual live music, so we'll see how that goes.
Wow.
But,
I know that there's no specific date.
Yeah, when is the question, because it's been moved again, but I think they're planning for the end of April, but I'll have all the details on my socials.
So. That would be amazing. Yeah, so we actually interviewed you with your song Always You last year. How was that one going on?
Yeah, good. It was my first release, and I got to the stage where I produce and mix all my own stuff. So I got to a certain stage where I was like, right, I'm going to have to get something out. Like in a year's time, I look at this track and go, God, I wish I did that and this, but that's the same with everything. So I said, I have to get something out. But it went quite well for my first release. I was happy with it.
That's fantastic. And do you have any more songs lined up?
Yeah, I've got a home studio, and I've been just plugging away since we had our first lockdown over here. The music I'm doing, like a lot of it was written already and then I produced it, but my production has kind of changed a bit, which I really like, but so does everyone when they do something new. They're like, this is way better than everything else.
Yeah.
I've got about 10 songs more or less, and I'm just getting around to mixing them now. I am going to struggle, but I will choose one of them, and then one of them will be out in the next couple of months.
Fantastic. Do you live by a beach, by any chance? Because you're like the male version of Ema. Oh, I don't produce and do everything myself. I do everything in my bedroom. I'm from Ireland.
I'm not. I'm a ways away from a beach, so I'm afraid I'm not the same.
You're like the inland version of me. Between us, we have all the grounds covered. That's really exciting stuff. Yeah, is there anything else you want to add?
No. I've other than that, I've been doing absolutely nothing else.
So what kind of a genre can we expect from you in the future? Is it going to be similar to Always You, or are you like going to branch out?
I think Always You was more the pop side of stuff I do. Now all my melodies are quite poppy and catchy, but I think the new stuff is definitely leaning towards more R&B soul stuff.
Cool.
Kind of like what we were chatting about earlier on, that real making a space in a song and kind of creating that atmosphere. Yeah, that's kind of the direction that a lot of them are going at the moment.
Great, well, that's something to look forward to. Thank you.
I think we should ask him a silly question each. We did this in early last season, I think, and for some reason we stopped doing it. But I'm gonna ask you a silly question, and then Wayne's going to ask you one of his silly questions. And then while we're doing that, Eamon might come up with one. If not,
I already got one.
Okay. So my silly little question is, it's a two-parter. Lockdown is over. You are going on holiday. This is the first part. Where are you going? So coronavirus isn't an issue. Money isn't an issue. You can go anywhere in the world.
Ooh.
Where are you going?
Oh, God. I think I want to go somewhere very far away. So like I would usually say somewhere nice in Europe and maybe go to Spain and just relax on the beach. But I think I'd like to go, I don't know, maybe over to the West Coast in America or over to Australia. I've never been somewhere far.
Okay. So you're going away. You're going away for, you're only going for a week, but taking with you an MP3 player. Do you remember those?
I do, actually, yeah.
So you're taking with you an MP3 player. It's an old MP3 player, and you only have WAV files on your computer, so you can only fit two songs on this MP3 player. They're the only songs you're going to get to listen to all week. What two songs are you taking?
Oh, how long do you have? I'll be sitting on the fence for this one, I think. two songs for the week, and the week I'm on my holidays. I definitely have a Jack Johnson song in there because I feel like I listen to him on repeat and don't get bored of it. And that kind of sun relaxing. I'd probably go with Banana Pancakes, Jack Johnson.
Knew it, guessed it. I didn't say it out loud, but great song. I'm like, it's going to be Banana Pancakes. It's going to be Banana Pancakes.
Yeah, it's the first one that comes to your head, isn't it? I'm like, I
really
definitely
is. It's just so funny.
It's Pancake Day today, so that's even better.
Oh, there we go.
There you go, yeah.
And it's relevant.
And what would the other one be? Something a bit more moving. I probably will want to dance on my holidays as well, so I'm going to stick Get Down on it, just so
Get
I can have a boogie on the beach.
Nice.
Tune. Good choice. So, yeah, Wayne, silly question.
Wow, we haven't done this for a long time, have we?
It's been a while.
Wow. Yeah, it has. Okay, JJ, my question is a bit, it's if you could replace a musician in a song and play his part in a certain song, which musician would it be and what song would it be?
And like, not to do with my actual ability of playing, like I'd be able to just go in and play that part.
So the one I always go is, so you could play Lars Ulrich's drums in Enter Sandman, and then it'd be credited to you, not Lars Ulrich, that sort of thing. You could go in and steal all the credit for it.
Good question.
Ooh, I'd probably play lead guitar in Hotel California.
Ooh.
I just love that lead guitar. Like, that solo is absolutely outrageous. So if I could play that, that'd be great. No, I can't play that.
good answer.
My question isn't music related. Is that okay?
Yeah, carry on.
Okay. Would you rather
single?
but oh my god, I'm so excited with the book. Okay,
what's your phone number? That's my question.
Number? Can I add you on Snapchat? Okay, my question is: would you rather fight one horse-sized duck or 100 duck-sized horses?
Fucking kind of questions that?
Oh, that's so dodgy on that, Emma. So it's like you're going to lose to the horse-sized duck, but also you're going to be the bloke who kicked a bunch of duck-sized horses.
I know, that's not good either way.
How many are the duck-sized horses?
100. But the only thing is there's a lot. They could gather up on you pretty quick and like gnaw at your legs and stuff. I've thought about this a lot.
You know, I'm probably going the horse-sized duck just because I don't want to be the dude who died from 100 duck-sized horses.
Yeah,
you're going
true.
To lose either way, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it's like that, you know, one person dies from a blip every year. You don't want to be that guy.
True. Plus, there is a chance that you could maybe somehow, like, be like a cowboy and get on the giant duck's back and maybe train it
In a world where there are horse-sized ducks, anything's possible, you know?
Exactly. You just never know. Maybe there's duck-sized horse rangers.
If you're just tuning in late,
welcome to the Surrealist Podcast.
Actually, while we're on the subject of fighting animals, who would win out of a rat and a mole?
Oh, yeah.
Rat.
I think a rat, yeah.
Rat's three times the size of a mole, so a rat's going to win every time.
Okay.
I'd imagine... Oh, a mole... They're blind, aren't they? They can only...
What about a mole-sized rat?
still a rat.
Can moles see? I feel like moles are blind.
Moles are blind and they're tiny, like the size of the palm of your
hand. Oh, well, then the rat's got it, hands down. But they might have really good other senses.
Well, this is the thing, it's a dystopian future. I think the song set in, so...
I just want to point out, nobody's ever said, oh, he's got the senses of a mole. That's not a superpower. Nobody
wants
that.
Ant-Man,
you know.
Yeah, or who's the blind...
Spider-Man. Mole-Man.
Mole man, taking his way through the streets. It's Mole man. Got a bad guy to be.
Well, this podcast has took a turn.
So this has been You Haven't Heard This Music Podcast. JJ, if our followers and our listeners and everyone else wants to find you, they want to follow you, they want to stalk you and listen to you and send you messages and presents, where can they do that?
So my tag on all socials is at JJBloomOfficial, and then my website is JJBloomOfficial.com.
Awesome, nice and straight to the point. You can also find us on at www.yhhtmpc.com. You can find us wherever you find a podcast, including Spotify, SoundCloud, Google Podcast, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Stitcher Radio, everywhere. Tune in. Alexa, play You Haven't Heard This Music Podcast. She will play it for you. She's good like that. Please support us on Patreon, because this isn't free for us to do, but we put it out for free. And if you support us, we will support you. We'll put you, if you're an artist, we'll put you on our website and give you a spin on the B side and maybe even put you on the playlist. So yes, all that's left to say after that interesting episode is I've been Richie.
I've been Wayne.
I've been Emer.
I've been JJ.
Thank you for listening.
If indeed
you still are.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. See.
things you think I wanna hear. Please stop, cause I don't need you. Sorry for me, dear. Yeah. Haven't thought of you, what you put me through in the month of Sunday. Tell me please, what can I do? Part of me was always you. What can I say? Oh, oh, oh. Can't you see it's killing me? So just dance with me tonight underneath the moonlight. I don't wanna hesitate. What can I do? I might have to, baby. I could love you always, always. I don't wanna love you, but it seems like I might have to, baby. I could love you always. What can I do?
Summer is right around the corner, and you know what that means. Cooking out, diving in, and soaking up a whole lot of sunshine. The Home Depot has everything you need to start your summer right. Upgrade your cookout game with Traeger grills and smokers. Then gather around a new Hampton Bay patio set with family and friends. It feels like Memorial Day at the Home Depot, with savings on summer fun. The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.